we don't really know what, quote, poverty, unquote, is. You were in South Africa. Tell us about poverty in South Africa.
People, get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be coming home. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But pray that your own sons and daughters and your grandchildren, pastors, your people are going to be ready. And if you don't prepare them, how are they going to be ready? Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Time is short. Money is short, too, by the way. Would you help us? Ask God we would have you to give and send that gift generously to Save America Ministries. Go to our website, saveus.org. Brand new website, by the way. Let us know how you like it. We'll be back. God bless.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
For amber,
yeah, I don't hear anything.
For purple mountains, majesty.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of S. Douglas Woodward. Hi, Doug. How are we doing?
Hey, we're doing well. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you once again this evening.
All right, fine. And of course, on Thursday, we're going to be, going over to the Colorado Springs, and Doug's going to meet us at the airport and take us to dinner, and we're really looking forward to it. But this evening, we're going to be talking about some of Doug's work, because Doug, of course, goes into the background, as we
Alex
do,
Jones
of the
podcast.
Spiritual aspect of what's going on today, and the fact that we're really seeing the end. Folding of prophecy. So you pick up the story, Doug.
Yeah. Well, certainly. Of course, we live in very challenging times. And one of the things that I've been doing, I've been writing, of course, I've written, oh gosh, this is this last book that's just been released is the sixth book that I've written. This one is called The Final Babylon. And it is about, it's about a contrarian perspective on what might come about in these times, in these last days. And I have two co-authors, Douglas Krieger and Dean McGriff, and the three of us have been working on this book for, well, formally for probably 6 months, informally for probably the better part of the year, but focusing on what the role of the United States will be in the end times scenario. And as we talked last time, Dr. Stan, it's a bit of a different scenario from what has been, I've used the big word, promulgated, I guess, by evangelicals that have talked about prophecy for the last, 40, 50 years. And so we're taking a view that's perhaps not a popular view, but it's one that we believe is supported by both Scripture and supported by what's happening in the world today. And that is that America is going to play a very vital role in the end times.
All right, and what role do you think the United States is going to play? Now, there are some people who think that America is going to wane away. Other people, such as yourself, feel that America is going to play a major part in the final days scenario. So why don't you put forth your views as to what's going to be happening?
Well, as the title of the book would more or less disclose, we're suggesting that America is the final Babylon, that there have been many Babylons, for really the last 3,000 years. But certainly in the last 500 years, the Protestant Church has tended to look at the Catholic Church, perhaps vice versa, as Babylon. And the Protestants, Martin Luther, John Calvin, even a couple of hundred years later, John Wesley, all looked at the Pope as the Antichrist. And so that's been the Protestant view for really hundreds of years. So we're taking a bit different view and looking at a political possibility that America is that final Babylon.
Well, we see references in the Book of Revelation back to the fact that certainly Mystery Babylon is going to be the financial center of the world. The Mystery Babylon is going to be seen burning. It's going to, the ship captains are going to watch it. Well, that suddenly removes Rome. We're going to be an awful lot of distance from Rome to where the ship captains are going to see it burning. And many people say that Babylon, Mystery Babylon's New York. When we get back, of course, with Doug, we'll explore his views on this. It's all speculation, but it's important to at least try to evaluate where we're headed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and certainly Doug is simply saying that there were a number of writers 40, 50 years ago, Tim LaHaye, Hal Lindsey, and certainly Hal Lindsey's book, Late Great Planet Earth, sold 40 million copies. Certainly the Tim LaHaye's books, the Left Behind series, sold probably 40 million copies to get the 6 or 7 books. But Hal Lindsey's book alone was phenomenal. But of course, yeah, it was the basic idea that America was going to fade away, that Europe was going to become the predominant dominant force that the European Union was going to form. And as America declined, why, certainly Europe would take on the majors of power field, of power, and it would become the most powerful force in the world, leading this world towards this one world government. Well, certainly now we're 40 years later, and America is still the dominant force in the world. We are the major driving force behind this move towards world government. And basically it is Doug's contention, and he works with several other people, who believe that America is going to be the force leading the world towards this one world government. Well, this is exactly what's going on today. Certainly, America has its troops stationed in 130 nations. We're sending troops into an additional 35 nations in Africa. America certainly is financing this whole move towards world government, installing dictators all throughout the world. Of course, the American people think that we're so or are so interested in freedom. Well, if we're interested in freedom, why aren't we backing the Islamic terrorists in Syria? Have already killed 100,000 people. Why did we overthrow the governments in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya? Why do we still have troops over there in Afghanistan? There have never been more than 100, and probably far less than that, members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And we had 90,000 troops there to fight less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Come on now, obviously the American people are being taken in. Nothing as it appears to be, and of course, Doug believes, as I do, that there are powerful spiritual forces behind everything going on today. And unfortunately, the church is not directing the American people. The American people have no idea what's really going on. We simply believe what we see on television, what we hear on radio, what we read in the newspapers, and they're all controlled, in my estimation, by those people who are dedicated to creating this one world government and using the foundation here in America to push that concept. And Doug, you pick up the story.
Yes, well, it's certainly well said, all that you just summarized there. And of course, a lot of it gets down to just some very fundamental facts. Number one is that, as you pointed out, our military is in 130 countries. We have over 1,000 military bases. If you look at the total amount of money spent on military weapons warfare, force bases, et cetera, around the world, America spends over half of that money by itself. So America has perhaps chosen, or perhaps has been chosen, to be the dominating policeman, if you will, of the world, to help push the world toward a unity. We can go all the way back, of course, to Woodrow Wilson, back just after World War One, seeking to create a League of Nations. We can go back to after World War Two and the Rockefellers promoting the United Nations as a means to bring the world to unity, and presumably on the hope that it would keep us from entering into war. But the reality, of course, is despite these efforts, the amount of wars, the amount of money, the amount of lives lost continues to be just astronomical. And so there is the military machine, which is it's very difficult to conceive that the American military machine could be replaced. Perhaps within, let's say, a 10, 20, 30-year period, it might take half a century before America would be able to be replaced in terms of some type of alternative power. And that's just the military. If you look into the financial situation in the world, despite the fact that there are many that talk about the dollar crashing, talk about Wall Street crashing, the reality is that America is still the most dominating financial force in the world. If you combine the United States with the City of London and England, there really is no comparison to the gross national product or gross domestic product of other nations or other groups aligned together in the world. America is clearly dominant. Wall Street, as the old saying goes, when Wall Street sneezes, the rest of the world catches pneumonia. So the financial power of American banks, investment banks, insurance companies, the financial organization of America is unequal. And so, again, these are things that are not going to be replaced overnight. To propose that Europe is able to overtake America, it just doesn't seem to fit the facts. So many evangelicals believe that we are in the last days, that Jesus Christ could return within the next 10, 15, 20 years, just based upon the calamities that we see in the world. And So if one assumes that that would be the case, then you're really hard-pressed to see how America could be diminished in such a rapid period of time with other nations, particularly European nations, that struggle even to combine to go against Libya or do virtually nothing in Syria. America has to be at the forefront of any of these operations. So it's very unlikely that, that Europe would overtake America.
And I really think it's so interesting, and most people really don't understand this, but the whole European Union is really is just trembling. It's having terrible financial problems. And the only thing that's really holding it together is massive infusions of money from the United States. So our Federal Reserve System, and I don't know how many trillions of dollars we've given to the European Central Bank, to actually disseminate throughout the countries of Europe, as we're talking about Greece, we're talking about Italy, we're talking about Spain, Portugal, to try to keep these countries' economies from collapsing. So the United States is really, of course, doing everything they can to maintain the United States of Europe. And why, suddenly, is the U.S. trying to maintain this United States of Europe? Because it's one of the basic building blocks of this one-world government. They want a United States of North America, where we combine with certainly Mexico and Canada. They want a United States of Europe. They want a United States of Africa, which is why we're going to be sending our troops in there. We're already sending our troops into Africa. And basically, of course, we want a United States of South and Central America. All of these central groups of nations joining together, losing their sovereignty, and then, of course, getting all the various United States of whatever they are to join together into this one world government. This is the plan. This is what's being implemented. And the average American has no idea because, of course, the media is controlled and rigidly prevents any of the truth from getting to the average American. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so I think Dr. Fan, in your book, Brotherhood of Buzzards, you talk obviously about some of the organizations that over the past 70, 80 years have been instrumental in breaking ground for the concept of a single government or a unified governmental apparatus, perhaps not a single nation state or anything like that, but some type of a unification that would provide for coordination and, to some extent, international government. And certainly, as you talk about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, these organizations have been around for quite some time. But I think it's important not just to focus on the political aspects of the reasons and the rationales why perhaps the rich seek to maintain their wealth by creating structures that they can control and dictate, but that there are spiritual reasons as well. There are individuals that have motivations to create some type of apparatus that would, in effect, facilitate some type of spiritual unification of humankind. Potentially, they're doing this, they may think, from the standpoint of what they believe would be good for humanity. But when one looks closely at some of their concepts, for instance, we could talk about the Georgia Guidestone, a monument not too far from Atlanta that talks about what would be ideal attributes of a world. And it talks specifically about, for instance, the world population being no more than 500 million. Well, it happens to be 7,500,000,000 currently, and so if the powers that would seek to create a single world government would have their way, it indicates that they would see as many as 7 billion people being annihilated from the world in order to facilitate a more stable Earth. So one has every reason to question whether or not their intentions are in fact for the good of humanity.
Well, I suspect that certainly some of them really believe what they're doing is right, but other people really know that they are serving a different god. And basically, as you study what these people write, what they say, and suddenly you look at their emblems, for instance, look at the logo of the Trilateral Commission. You can see it at trilateral.org. That's trilateral.org, and it's basically a logo. And once you know what it is, why you can see it, it's three sixes are joined together in the middle by an upside-down broken cross. people who look at it, unless somebody points out, they don't see it. What is there? It's just so obvious. And the thing is that people do not understand that some of these people understand this is a Luciferian movement. There really are people out there who openly worship Lucifer, and they will even write about this at times. And of course, it's one of the strengths of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because I simply give you what they've written and tell you where you can verify that this is what's going on. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. If you have a question for Doug, why, please let us get it out. But Doug has written extensively about this. He's done a lot of great fundamental work. Doug, go right ahead.
Yes, well, we talked, you know, obviously about the kind of the general scenario. We might talk a little bit more about the scriptural argument for America being the final Babylon. There are several phrases. We've talked about Mystery Babylon, which comes from the book of Revelation. There's also a phrase used in the Old Testament prophets, in Jeremiah, in Isaiah, in Zechariah, even in Psalm, a phrase called the Daughter of Babylon.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan, and we're just going into the background of why suddenly Doug feels that America is this mystery Babylon that is described in the scriptures. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you have a question or comment, right now we have Jim calling from Syracuse, New York. Hi, Jim. How are we doing?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I got a quick question here.
Okay, fine. You go right ahead.
If I'm sure that your person there doing the show there, and you know these individuals are behind all this one world government and what their agendas are, where they operate out of, why, and I've often wondered this, why aren't these individuals questioned more about their intentions?
Like, all right,
instance,
fine.
Bilateral commission.
All right,
why
fine.
Aren't they incessantly, why aren't they incessantly being questioned about it and put into paper and their names put out there?
All right, fine, because Jim raises the question, why aren't certainly the members of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, these people, all these various organizations dedicated to world government, frankly subversive organizations, why isn't this ever brought out? Why doesn't anybody bring this out in the newspaper and the television? Why aren't these people called to task for what is truly subversive activity, in my estimation? How would you answer that, Douglas?
Well, it's certainly a great question, and it's unfortunately not easily answered by a single answer. It has to do with many things. Certainly, these structures have been put in place by the wealthy. They would, on the surface, indicate that they're merely striving for coordination, cooperation. They would argue that they're striving to create means by which disputes can be settled peacefully. Certainly, some of these, like the Trilateral Commission, would indicate or argue that they're predominantly business and finance, some extent political, but they're looking at coordinating their programs to ensure stability in the economies of the world. So on the surface, they have and they profess a fairly mundane, beneficial agenda. And so that's part of it. Another major part, though, as you've indicated, Dr. Stan, has to do with the fact that major corporations own, for the most part, they own the media. Several decades ago, we might have had as many as 50 different owners of newspapers, television, radio, and so forth. It's now down to just a handful of conglomerates that own all of the press and the media. So the opportunity for various opinions, contrarian opinions, very difficult. We could take the example, for instance, Glenn Beck on Fox News. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with everything that Glenn Beck talks about, but the fact was that he was more or less kicked off of Fox News because Fox News had to take in a new financing round, and they brought in a financier from Saudi Arabia. They didn't take too kindly to Glenn Beck talking about Sharia law. The fact that he was sternly opposed to Sharia law, and that he was fearful someday in the United States that a growing population of Muslims would want Sharia law. And so,
go ahead, Jim. What was your
point?
As a Christian, would you agree that, or maybe you don't agree, that we should violently oppose these ideas? In other words, I guess what I'm saying is, should we be like Peter? Should we be a son of thunder? Or should we step by placidly and let these things happen around us?
Well, let me just answer that, Jim. Basically, as you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And basically, there are other people out there certainly doing the same sort of thing. A number of people have radio programs, and a few of them have television programs. And we're trying to get the information out. Yes, we should try to be like Peter. We should be trying to condemn this. But you have to understand the media in America is rigidly controlled. We carry a wonderful book. It's called The New Media Monopoly. It's written by a left-wing professor from the University to California, and basically he'd been studying this for 30 years, and as Doug had said, why 50 years ago, 40 years ago, there were perhaps 50 major corporations control the media, and now they're just six. And the professor who wrote the book names them, talks about them. Of course, he being on the left wing thinks the right wing controls the media. The people on the right think the left wing controls the media. And nobody's telling the public that it's this little group that we call the Brotherhood of Darkness who controls the media and largely controls what the American people think. And I think that we should be out shouting at the top of our lungs. Well, I can't do that very well, but at least we have a voice 5 hours a day. Anything else you wanted to say, Jim, before we let you go?
Well, I've spoken to you before, and we've discussed these issues before. Thank you for taking my call.
God bless. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. And give us a call if you have a question or comment. But we're in real trouble as a nation because our good people are not speaking out and because most of our churches, not all of them, but most of them are silent. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden, seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. Basically, our guest today is Doug Woodward, and it's open at the lines. We're talking really about the prophetic times. And as this whole story is unfolding before us, this drive towards world government, the progressive destruction of the financial infrastructure of America, America turning further and further away from God. Initially, America was a Christian nation. America is no longer a Christian nation. Look at the decisions of our Supreme Court. Of course, the reason is because they were taken over by the Masons, by occult forces back in 1962. Well, they were taken over in 41, but it was in 62 that they gave us Roe versus Wade, and then step by step certainly undermined the, I should not call Roe versus Wade, Engel versus Vitale, but basically step by step, then they were able to go ahead and remove God and prayer and the Ten Commandments, and everything having to do with Christian teaching from our schools. And so we have a couple of generations of young people who've been brought up in atheism, who've been brought up in believing in government, and basically our schools are the major problem today. If you have your children in schools, get them out of those government schools, because they will teach them that the government is the answer. And there's so many good people in America today that think if there's a problem, let the government solve it. If we need certainly help and charity, let the government provide. And so we've certainly moved away from local control and move everything towards the federal government. And the whole purpose down the line is to topple the federal government and to create chaos in America and implement a dictatorship, not in America, throughout the world. You can see it coming. Well, right now we have Josh calling us from Idaho. But again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But remember, freedom is lost when good people do nothing, and the price that people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they're ruled by evil men. Josh, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, sir, I have a comment.
Go right ahead.
I was actually just studying this earlier, and the Lord works mysterious ways. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. From the very beginning in Genesis, it talks about Babylon. They're trying to make everything one and make a tower to heaven. And then the very last book of the Bible, Revelation, talks about mystery Babylon. And everywhere in between, there's a curse in Isaiah about Babylon and the whore that's upon many waters. It's always associated with a female, which is usually represents a church or a outlook. It says in Revelation that you'll know the number of the beast by the number 666. The first time 666 is used is in association with the wisest man that ever was besides Jesus, was Solomon, and they brought him 6,600 shekels and 6 pieces of gold.
Well, now, Josh, where are you going? Certainly what you're saying is very true, but what's the point? Do you have a question for our guest?
No, I'm just agreeing. If you go to YouTube and you type in the Star of David, 666, the Star of David isn't the Star of David. It's the Star Seal of Solomon. It's been used, it's called a hexagram. It's used in sorcery for every pagan nation for 5,000-6,000 years, and it geometrically represents 666. There's 6 points, there's 6 diamonds, or star, or 666.
You're but absolutely
six
right.
Is
and you see
number
the
of man, and it's also a number of of money and gold. It's always attached to gold and silver.
Okay,
let's
get Doug's thoughts on that. Doug, how would you respond to Josh pointing out how they use this term, the phrase 666, over and over again?
Yeah, well, certainly that numerology, various numbers are very, very important in the scripture. There are patterns that we see. I think what Josh was saying in terms of the general pattern, you see Babylon used as a pejorative, as a name of condemnation for the sort of human system that opposes the kingdom of God. And so, as Josh said, you see this initially with Nimrod and the building of the Tower of Babel, the attempt to unify humankind in some sort of enterprise in which humankind perhaps was was elevating itself to a godlike stature. The whole study of Nimrod is actually a study that we take pretty seriously in this book. We talk quite a lot about Nimrod and the Tower of Babel and what it symbolizes in terms of really characterizing the empires of the world that are most oppressive. And they tend to be empires that combine political power with spiritual power and financial power. And certainly we saw that in Nazi Germany in World War II, and to a great extent, we're seeing that again yet in America today.
Well, yeah, I think
all of that.
I think these people really do spend a great deal of time on numerology, and basically, as certainly our caller was from Idaho was bringing out, basically they do emphasize 666. You will see this surrounding us all the time. That is, of course, the emblem and the logo of the Trilateral Commission. Once you point it out to people, they can see it. Otherwise, if you don't point it out, they don't see it at all. They know how to play games with our minds, but they do this all the time. They're deeply involved in numerology, and they believe, of course, that there really are these supernatural powers, and they can tap into those. And the thing is, I believe there are supernatural powers, and I think that they do tap into them. But you and I certainly should never even consider this, because, of course, we do so by opening ourselves up to truly possession by demonic spirits. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Douglas.
Yeah, I think if we're talking to the issue of numerology, one of the subjects that we talk about is the pattern of the use of the concept of 70 in the subject of judgment. Many of your listeners will be familiar with what's known as Daniel 70 weeks. 70 weeks of years are a total of 490 years of prophecy that the angel Gabriel gave to Daniel right before the Jewish people were basically free to go back to the Holy Land, Zerubbabel, taking a remnant of the Jewish people back to the Holy Land. What we see in the scripture is the repetition of this use of 70 as having to do with prophecy and with judgment. We know that the nation of Israel, Judah, was actually taken away by Nebuchadnezzar to Babylon for a total of 70 years. That fulfilled a prophecy, specifically of Jeremiah, that he would be, Jeremiah had predicted that based upon the word of the Lord to him, that Israel would be more or less carted off to Babylon, but after 70 years, they would be returned. What we see in the scripture, when you look closely, in Jeremiah 25, we see a judgment associated with Babylon itself, the actual Neo-Babylon, or the ancient Babylon, in which the Lord says, I'm reading from Jeremiah 25, verse 11 and 12, "This whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment. These nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. And shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, saith the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it a perpetual desolation." Now, the reality is that 70 years was for the Babylonian judgment was not completed during that ancient time. In fact, we would argue that it has never been completed, but it will be completed with the final Babylon. And likewise, a passage in Isaiah chapter 23 talks about the judgment of Tyre. And Tyre, as I mentioned, was the ancient city in Phoenicia. It's also a synonym for Tarshish, which was a city in Spain. And in Isaiah 23, it talks about the fact that Tyre will be judged for 70 years. Isaiah says, "Now shall come to pass in that day that Tyre will be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. And it shall be at the end of 70 years that the Lord will deal with Tyre. She will return to her hire and commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world on the face of the earth." Obviously, it's a reference once again to Mystery Babylon. And so you see this repetition of 70. We argue that this 70, in effect, connects the dots, that it ties Mystery Babylon, the judgment of Babylon, talked about in Isaiah chapter 13, the judgment of Tyre talked about in Isaiah 23, that all of these are in fact connected and all refer to the final Babylon.
Well, Sidney, you could very well be right that this is all conjecture, but it's fascinating as we see the unfolding of events today, as we see certainly America changing and changing dramatically from what it was as a Christian nation to what it is today as a post-Christian nation. And I fear that God is going to bring his judgment on America. On Mystery Babylon, that we will see, of course, the collapse of our financial system as prophesied in the Revelation. And we will see New York burn. And the ship captains will watch it and will be weeping. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, there's this image that you talk about there with the ship captains, and so forth. And, of course, the connection that we are talking about, which is really between the first empire, the Phoenician Empire, the Tyre and Sidon of what is today Lebanon, another kingdom known as Tarshish. In fact, in Isaiah 23, Isaiah talks about the burdens of Tyre. But he says here, how you ships of Tarshish, for it is laid waste, so that there is no house, no entering in, from the land of Pithom, which is Cyprus, is revealed to them. Turns out that Tyre and Sidon really became, in effect, the merchants of Tarshish. They were the Punic people. Hannibal was from Carthage. The history of the Mediterranean for almost 2,000 years was dominated by this first empire of Tyre and Sidon, and likewise the merchants of Tarshish. Well, it's fascinating because if you study the history of Tarshish, and you look at where that is, which is in Spain, it's a region in Spain just north of Gibraltar. It relates to the city of Tartessos, Spain. It's likely that this was where the dollar itself originated, the Spanish real, associated with the dollar. In fact, it's intriguing because if you look at some of the ancient statues and reliefs, you'll see what's known as the Pillars of Hercules. Sometimes the Pillars of Hercules are considered the mountains on either side of the Strait of Gibraltar. Sometimes they're related to a temple. Sometimes they're connected to the two pillars of the Masons. But it turns out that the two pillars of Hercules in Spanish, actually it's the seal of Ferdinand and Isabella, lo and behold, and it's wrapped about with a caduceus, with what looks to be an S. It is, in fact, arguably where the dollar sign comes from, the two up and down perpendicular or parallel lines. With the S wrapped around it. This is probably where the dollar sign came from. The pillars of Hercules from Spain, from Tartessos, the merchants of Tarshish. And Dr. Stan, as some of your listeners may know, the merchants of Tarshish play a very significant role in the war of Gog and Magog, which is very much at the end of time, right before or in the time frame when the Messiah returns. And so this is yet another connection that we believe points out that that the final commercial empire, which is very much the United States, is likely being identified symbolically by the prophets of Israel with this phrase, the merchants of Tarshish.
Well, no, basically, of course, as we study the end times prophecy, we see a number of wars talked about. There seems to be one in Psalm 83. There seems to be another in Ezekiel 38, 39. And then another one still in the Battle of Armageddon. What are your thoughts on that? Are they specific battles or what?
Yeah, you've done a great job. You sort of laid out what I consider to be sort of the three phases of the final battle. Author Bill Salis has done a fabulous job of talking about really bringing to our attention Psalm 83, a battle that seems to really include just the nations immediately surrounding Israel. And the Psalm goes into great detail, elaborating on the various tribes, but they're all nations that surround Israel. They're historically Israel's enemies, but the Psalm seems to predict that there will be a battle in which the nations surrounding Israel will be overcome by Israel, And this will be a prelude to the next battle, which is the Battle of Gog and Magog, which seems to include, according to Ezekiel, the nations of northern Africa, talked about as Ethiopia, as Libya, and so forth. It talks about Persia. It talks about Togomar, which is likely to be Turkey, could be Russia. And so this leads to a second major conflagration in the Middle East. And this may, in fact, be where the Antichrist becomes the dominating force in the world, is through this war. And then finally, the Battle of Armageddon, which Christians believe is the final battle. And at the very climax of the battle is when Jesus Christ returns, as it's described in chapter 20 of Revelation, where he comes back with the clouds of heaven and overcomes his enemies. And in this final climactic battle of human history.
And of course, we could basically say, well, we don't know whether these things are going to happen. And yet we do see the unfolding of history, the fact that the Jewish people are back in the Holy Land suddenly after almost 2,000 years. And this is just too much to simply be coincidence. And certainly, if you've ever heard the DVD set we have with Pastor Billy, he just points out point after point after point that are prophesied, certainly that they would be using the shekel as a currency, that they would be returning to the Hebrew language. The Hebrew language had pretty well died out for 1,000 years, and suddenly it's back again. It is the official language of Israel. And point after point of the ancient prophecies coming to pass, if there was one, there were two, three, you could say, well, it might be just coincidence. But there's so much going on today, there's just too much just to be coincidence. Would you agree or disagree with that, Ted?
Oh, no, I absolutely believe that. True. Certainly, the Brother Hal Lindsey would certainly say that everything comes into focus with the return of Israel, the return of the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, back to their land. That is Ezekiel 36, and that really is the beginning, the birth pangs begins at that moment in time.
We're living in strange times, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we're living in prophetic times. I think the important thing is to be in a personal relationship with our Lord. Can we alter the course of history? I don't think that you or I can. Only God can do that. He can certainly delay, as he did certainly with judgment on Nineveh for 60 years or so. But our job is to do our best to try to bring people to understand the prophetic nature of unfolding events. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this evening's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And I guess it's Doug Woodward. We're just about out of time, Doug. Why don't you tell people how they can get to your website and get your books?
Yes. You can just do a search on DougWoodward.com, DougWoodward.com, or faith-happens.com is my website. You can also find The Final Babylon in the bookstore at Amazon, Amazon.com, and also it's now being sold at prophecyinthenews.com.
All right, fine.
It's now available.
And once again, I'll give the website out.
Yeah, just use do a search on DougWoodward.com.
Okay.
And it'll take you to my website.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much. We'll look forward to seeing you on the Thursday evening.
Very good.
Good
have
night.
A good safe trip.
God bless.
Good
bye-bye.
Night.
Okay, that's Doug Woodward, and I hope you enjoyed the program. But basically, of course, we're trying to get people to look at things not simply from a military point of view or a financial point of view, but from a prophetic point of view. And certainly, so much of what we're talking about is conjecture, but it's fascinating. We do carry Bill Salas's book on, certainly on Psalm 83. Psalm 83, we recommend the book because it gets into certainly the fact that if you read Psalm 83, it's very obvious that Israel is to be involved in the very near future in a major war with its neighbors there. And you can just see this whole thing lining up. And basically, when you understand the prophetic significance of what's going on, it gives everything an entirely different look. So let me suggest to you Bill Salas's book, Psalm 83. We carry this here at Radio Liberty. And of course, you get it by calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, I want to encourage you, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to get it. Because you really need to understand the prophetic significance of certainly of these organizations. These are not imaginary organizations. They're real. I've spent weeks at the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations. We've talked to people from the CFR. We've certainly gone through their papers. And we have a pretty good idea and understanding of certainly what this is all about. I went to Georgetown University and spent several weeks going through Professor Quigley's papers there. And Professor Quigley was the liberal professor who certainly had spent a good many years researching the Council on Foreign Relations and was the first person really to expose what they were up to in his classic book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. It was such a good book that it was actually suppressed by the publisher. Somebody bought up the publisher and then destroyed the place to the first half of the book, so it couldn't be reprinted. It's a long story how it got back in print, but we do have this book. It's vitally important to understand there really are secret societies out there, and they dominate everything going on in America today. If you'd like to get Tragedy and Hope, or if you don't want to read the full big book, you can read the small one by Gary Allen. It's called None Dare Call It Conspiracy. It's a good summary. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. These are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out across America who listen to our programs and hopefully enjoy them and learn from them. and to help us maintain our network of almost 50 stations every single week, where sometimes we're heard 2 or 3 hours a day, and sometimes we're just heard a half an hour a week, but at least we're reaching people across America. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family or in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So basically, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, you can listen to our radio program there 5 hours a day. And certainly you can certainly listen to our archive program 24 hours a day. You can read our newsletters. You can watch our videos. But please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. But pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. For this next hour, they're going to be my views. They're also going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who's a Jewish investigative reporter who's spent 30 years in Israel and, of course, was able to break a number of key stories there about the corruption at the highest level of the government. Eventually, of course, pressure was brought to bear. There were attempts on Barry's life, so he had to come to the United States. And, of course, we tried to get him on a regular basis to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel from his point of view. Hi, Barry. How are we doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fine, but I don't think this is my point of view. I filtered the news, and it's been a very busy few days.
All right, fine. Well, you bring us abreast of what's going on, because basically, of course, everybody's here is concerned about Trevor Martin, and they keep idle minds busy on a lot of unimportant issues. I mean, this whole thing is a phony issue as I've ever seen, but that doesn't matter. This is all we hear about day after day. You tell us what's really going on over in Israel, because I think this has much more impact upon the future of the people listening to this program than the Trevor Martin story. Go ahead.
Well, Trevor Martin was an assassin. Who's Trevor Martin?
He's this fellow who got killed here by Zimmerman.
Oh, that is Trayvon.
Trayvon.
All right, I got it. That's kind of fleeting. It's already not news. The riots didn't break out, and, you know, that's new news. Will replace it next week. But as for Israel, it's what a week.
Just well, tell us what happened.
Well, the first thing is that I have another radio show I go on regularly. The host is Aaron. He's been telling me that the center of Israel's global reach and whatever is Eilat, and Eilat is being threatened by missiles. And I've been just saying, I mean, what the heck? All of Israel is being threatened by missiles. Why pick on Eilat? But the fact is, Eilat got hit. Now, Eilat's on the southern border, and it's a tourist spot next to Aqaba on the Gulf of Suez, or what we used to call the Gulf of Eilat. Well, what can you say? Several rockets were fired at Eilat in the last few days. Well, in short, these are Egyptians. They took refuge in Sinai, and while they were there, they used the opportunity to attack Eilat. Now, this is serious stuff. Come on, the Sinai, the southern Sinai is now a war zone. Well, it is. All right. Whoops, I hear music so
quickly. You go right ahead, though. We'll tell you when we can take the cut off.
Well, the Israeli military has put the Iron Dome system. It has been shown to stop certain short-range rockets, and it's not much good for long-range or anything guided, but Eilat is now surrounded by its own Iron Dome system. The war has spread to everywhere. If you know Israel, you know where Eilat is, you figured it would be sort of immune. It's not. It's now getting hit by missiles.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Barry simply talking about the attack on Elat. And basically, this is probably the supporters of Morsi, the former president of Egypt, and because he was beginning to put on the dictatorial laws, beginning to act more like a dictator. The army overthrew him. So Morsi's supporters have fled into the Sinai. Now, of course, according to the peace agreement between Israel and Egypt, why there were not to be any Egyptian troops in the Sinai, but there are lots of them there. And basically, of course, they're pursuing Morsi's followers. Apparently, there's been some conflict along the eastern shore of the Mediterranean. There was a large resort there. They came under
northern shore.
No, northern shore.
El Arish is on the Mediterranean.
Okay, fine. So basically, well, okay. Anyway, of course, this spot has come under attack recently as well, and because this is a resort, and you don't have to expect that. But we're not hearing about these things here in the United States. Go ahead.
Oh, you're talking about Elat and not El Arish. All right, Elat's the southern shore. It doesn't matter. There's all kinds of action. And Israel attacked a few weeks ago. I told you that the rebels said that Israel attacked Latakia. It's a port. This one on the western Mediterranean. Apparently, again, I use that word apparently a lot because I wasn't there. But
this is a Syrian port that apparently some Russian missiles or surface-to-air missiles were there.
No, they were anti-ship missiles.
Anti-ship missiles. Okay, go ahead.
That's what the Yakhont is. They're state-of-the-art missiles. You know, they got a range of a couple hundred miles, and they're considered really sophisticated, and they fly just above the water, and it's a very big danger to Israel's navy.
Now, basically, and, was this an attack suddenly by Israel on this this base and destroying these missiles?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Well, now it's been confirmed. I said it was, and I was using the rebels as my source. So I have a problem with that. Later on, I'll tell you what people have personally reported to me, and that's something else. But nonetheless, this attack was, what can you say? It was huge.
Well, now, basically, was this an attack by planes? Was this an attack by missiles from submarines? What?
Yep. That's the conclusion that all kinds of people have, that it was Dolphin-class submarines made, from my point of view, ironically, by Germany. But this was broken. Again, the Sunday Times of London is a serious paper, and well, these precision-guided missiles were shot at Latakia from Israeli submarines. And this is now being accepted all over the place. And there's a reason for that. You know, you have an air attack. A lot of people are going to see the airplanes, including Israelis. And, well, Israelis didn't see the planes attack. And there are journalists there who watch out for these. There's all kinds of reasons to believe that Israeli submarines are really capable of terrible damage. I mean, there are no more, all right, of these Yakhont anti-ship missiles in Latakia. It's all gone. And, well, in short, what you've got is Israel's, with submarines, I mean, they can go anywhere. I mean, all this baloney talk about Israel launching an air raid against Iran, I mean, it's been a joke. Anyone who knows the Air Force a bit, and I know about it a bit, I was in it. I wasn't a pilot, but I was at the base for a long time, mind you. The fact is, Iran's too far away. It couldn't have been done. But you know what? With submarines, I mean, you could go anywhere you want. I mean, these, let's put it this way, it's a new threat to anywhere, including Iran, if you have a submarine with really, really powerful rockets on it, and that's what hit Latakia. And all kinds of people are just saying that the scenario that people believe, well, what can you say?
Well, basically, there was another a report that the S-300 missiles, the surface air missiles, have been wiped out.
There's no truth to that. At Homs.
Well. Did that take place? Because that was a couple of weeks ago as well.
No, that was last week on Monday.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was a submarine. It's a bit inland for that.
We heard all sorts of reports. I mean, there was reports that the Israeli planes were coming out of Turkey, which I can't believe. But that was what somebody said. Do we have any idea how they carried that the attack on the S-300 missiles out?
Well, the rebels. I'm quoting the rebels. I'm going to quote them again about something else. But what the rebels said is that Israeli planes. They said planes. And they said it was very powerful. It was like an earthquake and all this. Look, you have to get your news from where you get your news, all right? What Netanyahu said, look, you don't believe Netanyahu, all right? But he's saying something that his defense minister said the week before. Says, who cares? If we did it or not, we'll be blamed for it anyways. He said the same things. But he said his policy, this is Netanyahu. And by the way, normally you quote a prime minister as a leader. I don't believe he's a leader of Israelis. But nonetheless, look, he's got ties elsewhere. Leave it at that. But he says it's his policy to prevent the transfer of dangerous weapons to Hezbollah. And, you know, the fact is Syria is disintegrating, and Netanyahu, to quote him, is really worried about stockpiles of Assad's weapons falling into different forces. All right, now let's go to the Syrian rebels again.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is, again, his name is Fakhad al-Masri. He's the spokesman for the Free Syrian Army. And what he said is that President Bashar al-Assad recently transferred two shipments of chemical weapons to Hezbollah. And what they said is the Syrian... here's a quote. The Syrian regime managed to deliver shipments of chemical weapons to Hezbollah from an area near Damascus. They arrived in Lebanon in the past couple of weeks, and, well, it was coordinated by Syria and Iran, but the fact is, whatever Netanyahu claims to be afraid of has already happened.
Well, the thing is, it's true. I would think that I would find it very difficult to believe that Assad would be that ignorant, that stupid to actually transfer chemical weapons to Hezbollah. This is certainly not keeping with his usual.
Why is that stupid?
It would give a very good justification for an Israeli attack on his country. And basically, he's certainly held back, certainly as far as the submarine missiles, the air attack. He hasn't done anything at all about that.
I would think he would be very, very foolish
to attack the chemical weapons. Do you think he's actually transferred chemical weapons to Hezbollah?
I bet on it.
Okay, right, fine. Well,
his position, why not? Honest to goodness, he's being bombed. He can't retaliate. Why not let Hezbollah drop some chemical weapons, which, by the way, is gas? If you want to know what a chemical weapon is, it's gas. And, Israelis have a historical fear of gas. It could cause all kinds of trauma to the Israeli people. No, I can imagine it. All right. Look, it's just, what can you say? Just look at the division going on, all right? Now, the Arabs, by the way, the Gulf Cooperation Council, another organization, but Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Dubai, Oman, they announced on Wednesday, 6 days ago, that Hezbollah was a terrorist organization. Now, this may seem shocking until you understand that Hezbollah is Shiite. And the Arab Council of the Gulf, whatever the cooperation involves, they're all Sunnis. Look, I just got off my own little radio show with an Israeli reporter, and I said the only thing keeping Israel going is this, I don't know if you would call it permanent hatred. Maybe the Alawites of Syria are not exactly Shiites. They claim to be. Whoops, I hear that music.
Okay, well, basically, what was the point you were going to make?
The point I'm going to make is the only thing keeping Israel from being annihilated is this hatred these two sides have against each other.
Yeah, basically, the Shia and the Sunni Muslims are spending a lot of time fighting one another rather than uniting and going against Israel. And if they were ever to unite, suddenly they could make it be a terrible thing for Israel. So the best thing to do is hope that this antagonism between the Shias and the Sunnis continues. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yep.
Okay, hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish right here at Radio Liberty.
Is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is simply saying that now Europe has told Israel that they're going to have to give up, as they claim, the settlements there in the Sinai. They're going to have to give up East Jerusalem. They're going to have to give up the Golan Heights. And basically, Israel is not about to do any of those things. Basically, they're saying, look, if you want peace, you're going to have to make concessions. Well, that's what they told them. If you give up the Sinai, why, of course, you can have peace. That's the only way you're going to have peace. And the Israelis foolishly gave up the Sinai, and they didn't get peace. Then they said, well, you've got to give up Gaza. You've got to give up Gaza. If you give up Gaza, you can have peace. And the Israeli government forced the hundreds of Israeli settlers out of Gaza, took their homes, took everything.
100,000?
Thousands, yeah. Right. Anyway, basically, they was about 40,000, something like that?
No, it was between Gaza and northern Samaria, it was a little over 10,000.
All right, fine. Well, then they turned that over to the Palestinians, and they didn't get peace. Now, of course, they're making more demands. And the Israelis are saying, look, you've lied to us before. We're not going to give up Sinai. Pardon me. We're not going to give up Judea and Samaria. We're not going to give up the Golan Heights. We're certainly not going to give up our claim on East Jerusalem, because basically you've not been honest with us in the past. So what's going to happen next?
Oh, you're giving way too much credit for Israel. They will give up everything. It's guaranteed. Look, this is not the people running the country. These are a very, very controlled government who have no... Listen, they may be born Jews, but they're not working for Jews. They'll give up. Don't worry about it. Given enough time, they'll give up East Jerusalem. They've already given up a quarter of Judea and Samaria. They'll give up the rest. And look, you're giving too much credit. You're thinking like the average Israeli citizen may think, but not their rulers. No, they're on their way to giving it all up. If they survive, my Lord, have they got themselves a problem now? Look, it doesn't matter if Assad gave Hezbollah chemical weapons or not. Hezbollah's got enough missiles, and Assad has enough missiles. Look, Israel, minus Jordan, which so far hasn't been taken over, is totally surrounded. Totally. You know, Eilat is where Israelis go to relax, to get away from the pressure cooker they go 200 miles through the desert to Eilat, where it's safe. Well, it's not safe anymore. It's been hit by missiles all week long. And while this is going on, and very shortly I'm going to dive into my own ties. I've got people who are pretty smart in watching this situation. But let's give some background. John Kerry, and I'm going to say this of the CFR, of the Council on Foreign Relations, just hear me out. You'll get my point very shortly. They have got, in Amman, Jordan, John Kerry convinced Mahmoud Abbas, the phony leader of the Palestinians. I want you to remember, they don't have elections there anymore because the people hate them. And they had elections last time. Hamas won. They canceled the results. You're not talking about a popular leader. You're talking about a control leader. Well, he agreed to sit down and discuss peace. At least that's what we were told, that Abbas agreed to hold peace discussions. Well, it turns out that's not what happened. What the Palestinians agreed to was to discuss holding discussions. Not peace discussions, just sit down and talk about someday in the future, maybe we'll have discussions. That's the real fact. Oops. Well, we'll get to that in one second.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, recently, of course, apparently John Kerry is telling the Israelis, if they just release more prisoners, just release more terrorists that you have in prison, then, of course, the Palestinians will sit down and talk to you. Why would you want to release more prisoners? I mean, basically, I mean, these are people with serious threats to Israel, and now Kerry is demanding that Israel release these so that you can have peace discussions. Well, basically, all these peace discussions, they always end up with nothing happening. Why would John Kerry, our Secretary of State, want to get more terrorists released? Well, basically, you're going to have a war on terrorism. You've got to have terrorists out there. It's the same thing. It's deja vu all over again.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Thank you, Herman. Any Hermans out there, press the PayPal button and I'll keep doing this. And for some reason, not many other people are. And I won't even analyze that. I stay up nights wondering, but that's the fact of the matter. Look, people don't want Israel. Look, the Jews have been given a story about Israel saving their existence. It's, well, what can you say? Look, just read the transfer agreement, what was going on in the 30s between the labor Zionists and the Nazis, and you'll have a different point of view. All right? Then you have Christians who say that it's preordained and the end of times is coming because you don't know how Israel was formed. You have to understand it's not a myth or a legend. It's terrible the way Israel was formed. But now, here is the president of Israel against the wishes of the people. I keep stressing that. But the people don't want to understand what a rotten SOB they've got for a president. All right, Senator Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry went to Amman, and who was waiting for him in Amman? Why, it was Shimon Peres. And, well, what can you say? Peres met Abbas in Amman for secret talks, and he convinced the Palestinian president to accept. Now, here's deal. West Bank settlers and Jews in East Jerusalem could remain but be subject to the Palestinian state. Great option there. Terrific. A lot of people are going to stick around for that one. Well, you imagine anybody sticking around to live in a Palestinian state. All right. Now, my source in Israel was a little annoyed by that deal he cut. All right, and he added, I would like his quote again. His name is Yaakov. Leave it. All right, that's who his name this week is. I would like to know what Shimon Peres, in the supposedly symbolic role of Israeli president, is doing running around taking very non-symbolic actions. By whose authority? Well, he goes on. He says Peres knows that the what he calls settlers will leave. Of course they'll leave. If you're in East Jerusalem and you're now in a Palestinian state, you're going to sell your apartment on the cheap, putting it mildly, and get the hell out of there. And what Yaakov writes to me is, then he will let the Arabs do the dirty work in an attempt to finish us off. Afterwards, he'll say that we asked for this. He's talking about the Jews who would remain in a Palestinian state. They will not last long. All right, putting it mildly, they're doomed. What can you say but what? Here is Simon Paris in Amman with Kerry, cutting a deal with Abbas where he agrees that the Jews of East Jerusalem will be yours. I'm going to ask you, what do you think about that?
I think it's a pretty bum idea.
Oh, boy.
I will tell you, if I was Jewish and I was living in East Jerusalem and they turned it over to the Palestinians, I'd be on the first train out. Go ahead.
Of course you would. Look, even the dumbest Jew who, by the way, all over Israel, there are pictures of Paris celebrating him for bringing us peace. They don't understand. He's working against the religious. It comes down to, okay, my friend Yaakov again. After all this, in other words, whoever stays in the Palestinian state will be taken care of. He says then all he will have to get rid of are the Haredim, the ultra-Orthodox, most of whom will just follow him off the cliff like lemmings. And he's kind of right about that. They will look for labor Zionism to get rid of these pesky Orthodox Jews. I mean, they've been trying to do it. Look, all through the Holocaust, one of their ideas for getting rid of all Jews is that maybe half of them, certainly in Poland, the Ukraine, will be Haredim. What a great way to end the Jewish religion, kill off the Haredim. What my friend Yaakov says, they're planning it again. Don't underestimate this. I have such a problem with people underestimating this. Look, Paris, all the labor Zionists, if they can get rid of the Haredim, they would be dancing in the streets. And what Paris suggested in Amman essentially is an attack on the ultra-Orthodox. And believe me, the Haredim will not be happy in Palestine. All right? Some will stay and they'll be put away. That's all right. I'm going to finish with Yaakov's note to me. He says, after the Haredim, look, what he wrote is, I will start storing food, water, firewood, get used to the idea of living without electricity. He said, after the powers that be finish carving up and then get away with our inheritance, Jerusalem will undoubtedly be next on their list, and I mean Western Jerusalem. And of course he's right. All right? You get rid of Jerusalem in stages. Look, I'm not going to dive in. The Vatican wants all kinds of Jews out of Jerusalem to take over sites and this and that. But Har HaBayit, the Temple Mount, apparently, again, I'm just reading reports. That's part of the deal. It appears that Netanyahu has promised Abbas the Temple Mount. This comes from, you know what, he was a pretty good friend of mine for a while, Aaron Klein. Haven't seen him in a while, but he's trustworthy. I think he's an honest journalist. If he says part of the deal was, the Temple Mount has been gone since Diane gave it up in 67. But Jews have been, you know, they can hope that someday we'll have it back. Not if it's given to Palestine, you won't. What Klein says, Netanyahu promised Abbas included the Temple Mount. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Isn't that wonderful news? Look, this has only been a few days. I was on the show, I think, last Thursday. This has only been a few days. And, well, what you've got, once again, it gets worse. I'm going to talk about Kerry, but I want to finish off with Paris. And I will add a comment or two from Yakov. Paris said, well, he congratulated Abbas on his decision to restart peace talks. As I repeated, that's not what he agreed to at all. All right. Here is what he said, quote, "You have made a brave and historic decision to return to the negotiating table. Do not listen to these skeptics," Peres said. My friend Yakov translated that. "Do not listen to those no longer under mind control." Okay, I'll live with that. And then the Palestinian leader said to Peres, this is public, by the way, quote, "We should complete the peace process that we initiated together years ago," adding, "There is hope. We will continue to build the future and reach a good end." And here is my friend Yakov's translation of that statement. The good end, destruction of Israel, and a big push towards its de-Judification. And again, I don't doubt that's what Abbas was thinking, and I don't doubt that Peres knew it. All right. When to talk to you about Peres and what he has done again. Look, this is Look, this is the Sunday Times again from London. They did this big report on the Middle East, and it was Peres who, quote, paved the way for the agreement announced by John Kerry on Friday. And again, they say for the resumption of peace talks, and they didn't agree to that. I'm going to repeat it. They agreed to discuss discussions. No more. That's it. Now, you've got this situation that you think couldn't get worse. You would be sure it can't get worse, except for one thing. Kerry announced the negotiator for the United States in the upcoming discussions. Do you know who it is?
No, I don't.
From the CFR, born in Australia, a real, real duplicitous SOB named Martin Indyk.
Okay, I don't know him at all, but I'll take your word that he's not.
Indyk, look him up later. He's had a long and awful experience running peace, running it down Israel's throat. Martin Indyk of the CFR will be handling the peace, not peace. It's wrong to say peace negotiations, the negotiations, whatever they are. Okay, leave it at that. Well, to me, that was shocking news, but what the heck. When you look him up, you'll see why I'm so... Look, this is the game being played. It's all through the CFR. Samantha Power, CFR, wants to be the American ambassador to UN, lies through her teeth about Israel. Suddenly, Israel's indispensable to us. You've got the CFR everywhere now. Everywhere. All right. Including NSA, and that's Susan Rice. And look, also CFR. The whole gang is ganging up on Israel. And I'm going to tell you, Israel is the last country in the region. No, I take back. Jordan has not fallen yet. There's two left. All the rest are in civil war. And all of it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time before Israel gets its Israeli spring. Now, look, I have more information about, well, Mariv said that Abbas refused talks with Netanyahu, and then Kerry warned him that if he said he would refuse one more time U.S. financial assistance to the Palestinian Authority would be cut off. And that seemed to have moved him. All right, so there was a little blackmail going on. Kerry had to look like he wasn't a complete failure. I mean, he's been there six times. Abbas doesn't want. Listen, frankly, Netanyahu, as much as Abbas, should, if you believe the propaganda, be opposed to peace talks, to giving up East Jerusalem, to giving up the Temple Mount. He should be opposed to all that, you would think.
I feel that Netanyahu does exactly what he's told to do.
Yep. Yep, that's been... I hear music.
And Netanyahu is simply an agent of the people who control the United States, and certainly this is the great tragedy. But we have our agents planted all throughout the world, and they're not pushing what's good for America. They're pushing individual freedom. It's all about this whole idea of world government, and whatever's going to happen, it's not going to be in Israel's favor if Netanyahu is pushing it. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. We're going to be back here in just a moment. But basically, you have to understand that certainly what happens in the Near East, the Middle East, is going to have an impact on us. And I don't know what's going to happen, whether the war is going to expand. I rather think it's going to. I think there are going to be some terrible times over there for the Israeli people, but it very well could have a profound impact on what happens here in the United States as well.
Do you have a chronic illness that is disrupting your life? Have you lost hope that you'll get better? If you have, Rob Manning may be able to help you. Rob is an experienced nurse specializing in integrative health care. If you'd like to talk to Rob without charge, or if you need nursing care or recovery coaching, call him. That's Rob Manning at 613-822-7625. 613-822-7625. You can access Rob's website at illnessstrategies.ca. That's illnessstrategies.ca. And that's spelled with three S's. Or email Rob at illnessstrategy@live.com. That's illnessstrategies@live.com. And once again, Rob's telephone number is area code 613-822-7625.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out certainly 5 hours every day, probably more than any other talk show host in the country, trying to get people educated and understanding what's going on. So if you're in a position to help us, we'd sure love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. How do we understand what's going on in the Near East today as far as Israel is concerned? We have a wonderful DVD series. It's called The Final Countdown, and basically it's 6 boxes, each with 5 or 6 DVDs in it. The talks, there are about 25, 28 of them by Pastor Billy Crone, just taking the history of Israel, the prophecies of Israel, and what's going on over there. We think it's well worthwhile, and if you certainly haven't heard Billy Crone's talk on The Final Countdown, talking about the prophetic fulfillment that we're seeing over there, let me suggest that you get these DVD sets. And certainly there are 5 DVDs in each box, and there are 6 of them, as I remember. Give us a call of 1-800-544-8927, because you must understand what's happening spiritually in that area to understand what's happening politically and historically. So basically, that's called The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. Again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Now, we hope many of you out there will go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where, of course, you can listen to our radio programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters, you can read my Population Control Agenda monograph, but there's so much information there. We recommend you go to it, you take advantage of it, you copy our newsletters, you circulate our newsletters. I mean, these go back over a 15-year period, and many of the, especially some of the series there, are very, very important, and they will help you to understand and help you to reach others. So again, our website is radioliberty.com, www.radioliberty.com. Find it with your search engine. Find it directly through your computer, but get the information. If you don't have a computer, get somebody else to pull down the various items for you, and specifically get our newsletters and read them and study them, and then help disseminate the information. Now, basically, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get the book. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, The Covert Plan, on Population Control, the Covert Agenda. You need to get our material on the 4-CD set on the murder of Martin Luther King. He was murdered by a government conspiracy, and you'll actually hear my interviews with a lawyer who was hired by the King family, and basically he will tell you that there's no question this was a setup. They killed Martin Luther King. They actually had a trial. They had a judge. They had a jury, but you never heard about it. The media was excluded from this. They were told not to attend. And you never heard what the jury found. The jury found that the government had killed Martin Luther King. Did you ever hear that on television or hear it on radio? Of course you wouldn't. We have a great 4-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. We've got a great 4-CD set on USS Liberty. This was a ship, American intelligence gathering ship, 1967. It was off the coast of the east coast of the Mediterranean. And basically, of course, the whole idea was that they wanted to sink the ship, try to convince the American people that the Egyptians did it, and then we could go to war with Egypt. So suddenly, President Johnson ordered Israel to attack the ship. Fortunately, the Israeli fighter pilots refused to drop the bombs on the ship. All the bombs missed the ship, but President Johnson wanted to kill everybody on board. And the people who did survive, fortunately, the Israelis did not bomb the ship as they were ordered to. But basically, of course, the men who survived were told, under any circumstances, you were never to tell what happened. If you do, you'll spend the rest of your life in prison or worse. And they knew what meant or worse. That meant that they would be killed by their own government. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very, very real. So get hold of it. It's called USS Liberty, and then pray for America, for our provision and protection.
Far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 23 July. It is Tuesday, 2013. You're in the right place. Yes, we are going to continue our daily striving to educate, our daily attempt to strive to educate ourselves